What impact is all of this rain having on farmers? Some answers next on this edition of WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Yesterday, the SIU College of Agricultural Sciences, along with partners at the Illinois Farm Bureau and the Nutrient Research and Education Council, or NREC, gathered with farmers and others for a unique outdoor workshop at the SIU Farms. Experts talked about new research on ways to increase crop yields by using cover crops, while also stressing how important it is to keep the excess nitrogen from running off into creeks and rivers. But of course, one of the most talked about topics, all the rain we've had, and how that could impact farmers. And as I waited with farmers, scientists, and graduate students and others to board buses to go out to the university's research plots, I met up with Dr. John Schoonover, a professor at SIU Carbondale.
I'm in the forestry department here at SIU. I've been a professor here for about 13 years now. I grew up in a small town north of here, Salem, Illinois, so I've been around farms my whole life.
What is going on with all this rain? I understand a lot of the farmers are way behind. What is the impact on the soils? Is it a total loss for some farmers, like I've heard? What's your take?
Yeah, some farmers are definitely struggling with it. Here we've got some hillier ground, so we get more surface drainage. But the folks down there by the river where they're getting that seep water in, they're having some standing water issues. There's been a lot of replant going on. So, I mean, people are having some issues, but there's a lot of crops in the ground if you look around. So,
now let's say a month goes by and everything is dry. And can we say, okay, it's dry, the farmers can immediately get out and start planting? Is there an impact on the actual soil?
Yeah, there's actually a drop dead date. You know, you can't plant beyond and have a successful crop. So it could be, you know, too late. We've got different times for corn growth stages, you know, so if we don't meet those, it's just too late to plant.
Sure. And last question is there a concern about sometimes all this water standing, leaching the nutrients down and depositing sand on the farmer's field?
If folks are closer to the river where the levee break is, you know, you're going to have some sand come out onto the landscape and create a little veneer on the landscape, but it's going to typically be a lot closer to the river and in those floodplain environments. Here we're more of a clay soil, so we don't have that issue as much, but we can have a different thing going on with surface crusting. So if that clay gets mobilized, it can get in some of the pores and create an actual crust that'll look like potato chips when it dries out. So,
okay, and of course that could have an impact on prices and the income of the farmers later on.
Yeah, down the road it could impact yields for sure.
And it's not just farmers in southern Illinois feeling the pinch.
So I'm Jeff Kerwin from Mercer County, Illinois, up by the Quad Cities.
Ah, by the Quad Cities. Well, I have to ask the timely question, what's the condition of the farms like? Are you getting horrible flooded fields up there?
So I think we've experienced the same kind of challenges that everybody has across the state. We were able to get everything planted, but I mean, it was kind of a long battle through the month of June to get things finished up. But yeah, we've struggled with a lot of rainfall. So replanting.
Oh, so you've even had to replant.
Yes,
which
we've had
money.
Yeah, and it's challenging.
Describe a little bit your acreage. How many acres do you farm, and the topography? Are you in the Mississippi Valley?
Yeah, so we're located not too far from the Mississippi River on the west side of the state of Illinois. Basically where Interstate 80 crosses over into Iowa is a good locator for where we're at. John Deere is headquartered in Moline, which is about 20 miles away from where I farm. We farm corn, soybeans, around 2,500 acres in that area, Mercer and Rock Island County. So,
how long have you been farming?
So I started farming in 1991, full-time 1996, through that time period, both full-time, part-time, as I transitioned into agriculture and farming.
In the quarter century or more since you've been farming, have you seen a year as dicey as this in terms of rainfall?
No, that's been the conversation throughout the state and everywhere that we've looked at. I don't believe we've ever seen a year like this. I'm leaning on some of my friends that are 70 years old or older, and they've never seen anything like this, nor do we ever want to see anything like this again.
No, we sure don't. So getting down to how it affects you personally, because you've had to spend more money in replanting this excessive rainfall, probably will cut into your bottom line, right?
Yeah, I think, well, I think it's going to cut into it in a lot of different ways. Our yields this year are definitely compromised. We're not going to see the kind of yields that we've had in the last couple years. I think just all the challenges as far as machinery, equipment, trying to drag it through some of these less than ideal conditions. A lot of people have gotten stuck. We've gotten our sprayers stuck, things like that. So it's just a challenge all the way through, and it's an expense all the way through. But, I mean, it's been good that we can rely on our crop insurance and products like that to help mitigate some of this, and at least peace of mind a little bit. I mean, it's not going to make us whole, but it definitely helps us sleep at night a little bit to say, you know, these are the tools that we had, and relying on them a little bit in a challenging year like this.
In the eastern part of the state, just east of Effingham, is Clark County on the Indiana border. That's where farmer Don Gwinnup lives.
What's it been like for you there?
Just as wet, if not wetter. We have struggled. We just finished planting our beans last Friday and had 7 inches of rain, so we're looking at replanting, and we've struggled all year.
In a normal year, when would you have 100% of your soybeans in?
We'd be done about May 20th, May 15th. We'd be combining wheat and having our double crop beans in right now, and we don't have any of that done either. So we're just about 6 weeks behind on everything.
When the water left, the 7 inches left, what was your soil like? Did you have a lot of sand?
We had erosion. We farm clay pan soil similar to this, not quite the slope, but we've had quite a bit of erosion, quite a bit of ponding, a lot of replanting. We replanted a lot of corn and we've got it up, but we're going to have to replant some of these beans whenever it dries out.
The event also gave farmers the chance to network with other farmers and groups like the Illinois Farm Bureau, one of the sponsors of the event. Lauren Lurkins is Director of Natural and Environmental Resources at the Illinois Farm Bureau, and she says in today's world, networking is vital.
We live in a crowded world, right? And agriculture is the number one industry in our state, but we also live in this state with multiple people, and there's political forces at play all over the place, but it comes down to there is a very strong sentiment of conservation, both financially, making sure that what is happening on the farm is sustainable and they can stay in business, but also just conservation, like, you know, what we should be thinking about from the environment perspective. So we do use a lot of nitrogen in agriculture to grow corn, and we need to be able to do it in a responsible manner. And the science is actually what guides so much of that, whether it's the rates of nitrogen, the timing of nitrogen, or these other things that we can do, like growing cover crops or these edge of field practices. And we rely on the folks here, the researchers at Southern, to help our farmers with those answers.
And meanwhile, back to the weather. Clark County farmer Don Gwinnup says dealing with changing weather year to year, well, that's a part of farming.
Sounds like this weather is going to cost your operation money.
This is not a profitable year. The last 3 years have been profitable and good, so it's the old adage, you better save a little when you're making money, because a year like this comes along and it's just hold the farm together and hope for next year.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.